Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Open Line coming up here in a little bit. But first, joining us in studio, as she does every Tuesday at this time, is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Had to wear my coat this morning.
Yeah, it's a little cold. 29 degrees right now. I'll tell you what, it was really cold yesterday. We were actually, I think it was like 19 at the station when I first got here yesterday morning. It was very cold. All right, well, a lot of things going on over in Independence. And we'll go ahead and get started with what's going on today. Actually going to be starting here in about 3 hours or so. There will be a blood drive at the Civic Center.
That's right. So every other month in Independence, the American Red Cross comes to our community to do a blood drive. And so December is the last event for the year. And they are at the Civic Center today at 410 North Penn Avenue. That's just right across the street from Arby's and AutoZone if you're trying to find the facility. But the blood drive will take place from 11 o'clock until 5:15. I know that they encourage people to make an appointment, but I do believe that they take walk-ins. So just remember that they always come every other month, and I believe it's about the third Tuesday of the month. So mark that on your calendar for maybe a New Year's resolution for 2021.
And also, while you're up there, you can get your blood taken, and then you could also head on over to Riverside Park Oval, as today is Free Food Box Distribution Day.
That's right. So we've already had one distribution, and actually we've had two distributions in our community already, very well received. The first one was right before Thanksgiving, and we gave out 1,200 boxes that day in about an hour and 10 minutes. And then I think it was maybe last Tuesday, there was another distribution that came to Independence, and there were supposed to be 1,200 boxes. There was a little bit less than that, and all of that food was distributed in almost, I think, less than an hour. So what I want everyone to know is that farmers to families, food commodities are being available the next three Tuesdays, including today. So December the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, starting at around 10:30 in the Park Oval, anyone who is in need of food is welcome to come. There are no income limits. Nothing will be checked. You just basically get in a line. It's first come, first served. The best way to give you instructions and directions on how to participate in this safely would be to pull into the park area on Oak Street. You're going to turn left, which would be north, on 5th Street. That is actually the street that runs between the cemetery wall kind of area and the aquatic center and tennis court. And then at that point, you'll watch for the police and the traffic guides that are out, and they will guide you into a line. And that's a very efficient process to navigate everyone through the park oval. And then I believe that everyone will exit down through the one way and basically be on their merry way. Anyway, one box per family, and if you have, somebody that you brought with you that represents another family, then they will put a second box in, but really we're trying to feed as many people as possible. They are also taking volunteers. Many hands make light work. So if you have some availability today, you can volunteer, get your earmuffs on and your hat and your coat and your gloves and show up at the Park Oval at around 9:15. You'll need to park on the north side, and there will be individuals there to tell you what to do. But seriously, basically what you're doing is you'll be standing there as cars pull up. You'll be handing them a box of food and a gallon of milk and wishing them a Merry Christmas. And that's pretty much it. And the boxes are not real heavy. So I would say pretty much anyone in good physical health would be able to do that. So just want to encourage everyone to share that message. And if you're needing assistance because maybe you're at work and you need food or your children are in school and they can't run and get it for you, you can give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890 and we'll help you get arrangements made so that possibly we can get a box to you. I was listening to the TV this morning, and they said that 40% of the people that are going to food drives or going to food pantries are people who've never visited before. So there's a real shortage of food and a lot of food insecurity, especially in our community.
Absolutely. So it's a good thing. Those food drives going today, and actually they're actually going to go on next Tuesday, the 22nd and the 29th as well. So food drives pretty much all the rest or food distributions the rest of this month. Also coming up, CRMC will be doing a Facebook Live talking about the COVID-19 vaccine.
That's right. So I believe this is in partnership with the Independence Daily Reporter. I saw this on their Facebook page, and we're trying to push it out. So Dr. Michelle McGurk and Dr. Gangula will be on Facebook Live, and that is today, and that it will take place at 1 o'clock. So you'll want to be sure and check, you know, check your social media and be able to watch that. And you'll also be able to watch that obviously later on if your work schedule won't allow you. But this will be an exclusive Facebook Live event, as I said, featuring Dr. Gangula. He's actually a family physician and the medical director of Montgomery County Health Department, and Dr. Michelle McGurk, who is a general surgeon and the chief medical officer at Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. So you can go to facebook.com / events, but it's probably easier to go onto the Independence Daily Reporter's page or go on to Coffeyville Regional Medical Center's page, and it will be all on there. And they're basically they are talking about the vaccination. So with the vaccination that's now authorized for emergency use by the FDA and accepted by the CDC, those shipments of the vaccine began on Sunday. And they're just really working to get information out there about what that means for all of us and our families. And so anyway, we just encourage everyone to log in, watch that, and, you know, hopefully all of our Montgomery County residents will prepare for the vaccine to arrive and roll up your sleeves and get your shot.
I definitely will be rolling up my sleeve to get that vaccine. Also coming up here is a fun event coming up as Independence Main Street will be hosting their Moonlight Shopping Stroll event.
That's right. So, you know, Christmas is just around the corner, and there's another activity in downtown Independence and the around town area. So this Thursday, which would be the 17th, will be the Moonlight Shopping Stroll in downtown. And here's what you need to know. They're going to be selling passports in the next few days. I think they're $5. And you get a passport. You can buy one at the chamber office. You can buy one at the Main Street office. And I believe the retailer that will be selling them is Apricot Lane, because they stay open late. So if you're somebody who gets off work after 5, you can run there and get one. And if you go downtown that evening, the 17th from 5 to 7, and you get your passport stamped from 10 of the 13 participants, so you got to get some mean shopping going on, you get your passport put in for a drawing. So at 6:50 to 7:10, you'll be meeting in the Community National Bank parking lot, and you'll drop in your passport. Probably has your name on there, that you did, in fact, visit 10 of the 13 participating retailers. And then at 7:15, they're going to do a drawing for $200. Here's a couple things you need to know. You have to be there. You have to be present to win. You have to be masked up to win. If you don't have your mask on, you just get half the money. It's kind of like the Niwala medallion hunt. Right. You don't have your special button, you just get half the winnings. And if you did happen to make a purchase that night, you have a little added bonus, because you don't have to buy something to get your passport stamped. And they're also having an ugly mask contest. So lots of fun things. So really, we just encourage everyone to get out, do some last minute shopping. So don't worry about shopping today or tomorrow. Just hold off. Do everything that maybe you need to get done after work on Thursday evening. It'll be a fun night to get downtown, and again, a chance to possibly win 200, bucks that you can put right back into your pocket or do some more shopping.
Absolutely. That's definitely something to look forward to. And then coming up, Bob and Barry Berkins, I think that's how you pronounce their name. They are retiring at the same time from the city of Independence after Barb had been working 39 years and Barry for 31 years.
Yes, and I just want to give them a big shout out. They're two of my favorite people. As you mentioned, Barb has worked for the city and some other capacities throughout the years, but most recently she has been the the force behind the park and the zoo, and she's done an amazing job. She has great leadership and has really just transformed our park and zoo into the beautiful 123 acres, I think it is.
It's so much fun. I love taking my kids up there. They have a blast every time we go up there.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful. It's well taken care of. It's beautifully landscaped. She always has a creative idea about an event or something she wants to purchase for the park or the zoo. She is truly, truly amazing. Well-deserved retirement, but gosh darn, I'm going to miss the heck out of her out at the park. And Barry has also been with the city for 31 years, and he's been on the fire and EMS department. He was saving lives and putting out fires for many, many years, transitioned over to the Memorial Hall, and has just been a godsend over there. He works like no other, and, I can walk in and to use the Memorial Hall or the Civic Center, and Barry's always hard at it working to keep that place beautiful with, like a spit shine, and is always willing to help you with anything. So I want everyone to know that their last official day will be this Friday, and they're honoring them with a card shower. So you can mail it to the City of Independence at 811 West Laurel, or you can deliver it there as well. Just give them a shout out on social media. Tell them how much they are appreciated, and we wish them both all the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, again, it's going to be a large hole to fill with them retiring. But, once I get that, hopefully I'll get to that age, I'll be able to retire as well. So, all right. And another thing going on this Saturday is the Stuff the Ambulance going on at Walmart.
Yes. So this is your last opportunity to help Independence Fire and EMS stuff the ambulance for all those kiddos that are in foster care this holiday season. I was out at Walmart on Saturday, and I pulled in the parking lot, and I'm like, holy smokes, what's going on out here? The ambulance was out there. There were two fire trucks out there, and lights were flashing, and I'm like, good grief, something has gone down, And got closer, I thought, oh, Lisa, it is the 12th. It's the weekend. It's Stuff the Ambulance. That's exactly what it was. So there were bell ringers out there from the Salvation Army, and all of the fire and EMS were out there together. And I mean to tell you, the ambulance was quickly getting filled up. So this is your last opportunity to donate. Again, KVC, in partnership with Independence Fire and EMS, will be stuffing the ambulance out at Walmart this Saturday, the 19th, from 10 to 3. So when you're getting your shopping or you're getting your groceries or whatever takes you out there, go to the toy department and make a little extra purchase and help stuff the ambulance.
All right. So a great thing going on there with the stuff in the ambulance. And another good thing going on here is the Advanced Physical Therapy, they are hosting a food drive.
Yeah, this is super cool and very, very nice. Advanced Physical Therapy, they're at 118 West Main. And as you mentioned, they're hosting a food drive. All donations go straight to the local food pantry right here in Independence. So all the food is, feeding our very own. You can drop off your non-perishable donations at the clinic in Independence at, again, 118 West Main until the end of December. So we appreciate them, and we thank them for organizing this event, and we in advance thank all of the listeners for their donations.
As we start going into the new year, you can start off the new year with some fresh air at the Great Outdoors with the first day hike at Elk City State Park.
That's right. So I've got a few things that I wanted to mention. 2021 will be here before we know it. So what better way?
3 weeks now or 2.5 weeks? Cannot believe it.
Crazy. So what better way to start off the new year, but maybe with the New Year's resolution to be more healthy, more active, more physical, and to participate in the first day hike at Elk City State Park. It'll be at the Overlook Trailhead area. There are three different starting times this year to give us all a chance to spread out and stay healthy and stay distanced. The hikes will begin at 10 in the morning, noon, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I encourage everyone to go to the Elk City State Park Facebook page and like that so that you're consistently and constantly aware of all the activities that they have out there, because it's amazing fishing and camping, and when it warms up there will be swimming, but there's biking and hiking and so many things that you can do at our state park and take advantage of. So mark that down on New Year's Day to get out and start off the new year with a first day hike.
Why, you don't want to go swimming in this kind of weather? It's be really cold. Also, the first Saturday of the new year on January 2nd will be a recycling drop-off at the sanitation yard.
That's right. Always on the first Saturday of the month. So the, you know, the holiday is going to fall on that Friday. So we will have recycling on that Saturday. And drop-off is at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 8 to noon. And then always remember that you can drop off your recycling and all of your junk and large debris things every Tuesday from 11 to 1. And then again, the city makes that available every Thursday from 8 to 2. You can drop off all the, you know, your furniture and appliances and all those kind of things. They just don't take recycling on those Thursdays just because of limited staff. So we have that going on. And then wanted to give a shout out about three more things real quick. I want to make sure that everyone knows that First Friday, because the First Friday, as I mentioned a minute ago, does fall on the first, which is a holiday. The city will be closed. So we will be having First Friday on January the 8th, which will be second Friday.
Okay.
And we've got a lot of great speakers. We'll be having a COVID update at that event. We will be hearing about a new housing grant that's being rolled out. And we will be also learning about the fundraising efforts for the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. They are raising money for a new canine dog. Cairo, who is their most recent canine, is being retired, and they need to raise a lot of money for a new dog, but a new dog is critical to the work that they do. So we'll be sharing more information about that. And then I wanted to let everyone know that we always have the Martin Luther King celebration for the, you know, right after the first of the year. And this year they're going to be having a virtual event, and we'll be hearing more about that probably next week. And then they're also doing a food drive. And so you can drop off your food at the Oval, and they're having a cruise night that night. So it's January the 16th at 5 o'clock. Grab some extra canned food items, non-perishable items, bring them to the north end of the Oval, and then jump in your car and go on, you know, another fun cruise night. You can also bring your canned food items and non-perishables to G&W Foods. You can drop them off at the Chamber of Commerce. You can send them to school with your kids, because the kids are actually having a food fight contest among the schools.
Not a literal food fight. that could be interesting.
That's right. And then watch for more information on the Martin Luther King Virtual Celebration and the Spirit of Unity Award. And then lastly, I just want to tell everyone that the Kansas airstrip attack put on by Shift Sector has confirmed they will be in Independence this spring, April the 17th and the 18th. I know.
That was a lot of fun last year.
It was so much fun. And they're expecting more spectators. They're expecting more drivers. There's a whole new component that they're adding that I'll share information with you as we get closer. But I talked to the one of the organizers on the phone yesterday, and they are thrilled. They are so, so excited. The drivers are excited to come back to our community. But they wanted me to let everyone know that if you're a chamber member listening, they are offering this to our chamber members, that you can actually come out and have free booth space. So if you are a business and you want to take advantage of some free marketing in front of hundreds of people, you bring out all your wares, your goods, and you set up your booth. The only thing that they are charging is the cost of admission. So you have to buy a pass, because that's what they're doing. But other than that, they're waiving the booth fee for only chamber members. And so we're thrilled that they are making that available. We help them a lot at the chamber, and they're doing that as a favor to us, as a token of appreciation. So if you're a chamber member listening, be sure and give me a call at the office, 331-1890, and I'll get you on the list, and then we'll get you more information as we get closer. And the last thing I would just say is, you know, you can always, if you've missed something that I've said, or you want more information, always go to our Facebook page. That's Get Independence. You can always check out our website. I encourage people to check out the city's Facebook page as well. And there's also a Facebook page that is called Indy Responds. Lots of good COVID information on there. Probably going to have some vaccine information that will be rolled out on that Facebook page. And again, you can always call us at 331-1890.
Yeah, I do remember the thing from earlier this year, the airstrip attack. It was very well attended, and it was a lot of fun. And man, just seeing those cars fly like that. I remember one of the cycles was going, I think, 170 miles per hour, and I was just like,
I know.
So yeah, it's just like, wow, he was flying, and that was a lot of fun. And it sounds like it was so well attended, they're coming back again. So,
yes.
Congratulations, Southeast Kansas and Independence, for being able to get it back here for a second season. So, well, Lisa, I thank you so much for coming in today, and we will talk to you again. Will you be here next Tuesday?
You know what? I'm going to have to get back to you.
Okay.
I might be taking some vacation next week.
Hey, well-deserved vacation.
Well, so. My daughter's coming in from Kentucky, and I'm going to spend some time with
her. So if you're not in next week, it's not a big deal. So we'll be sure to take care of it, though. But if I don't see you again before Christmas, you have a very Merry Christmas, Lisa.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this cold Tuesday morning in Southeast Kansas.